RMM mobile and listening for about 10 minutes.
KO4EEE. KO4RMM. Good evening.
Hey, is this Jeff?
How you doing today?
If it's any better, I'd be twins. How about you?
A little bit of a headache towards the end of the day, but that's no big deal. A little Tylenol will cure that. How was your weekend?
Top, man. Tip top. Other than the fact my Eagles got clobbered by the Cowboys, which was somewhat expected because we didn't play our starters and they kept all their starters in for three quarters. We're in the playoffs, so I guess it really doesn't count that much.
I don't follow the sports all that well, but I guess if it was a good game then, you know.
Watch the game is my point. That would have been four hours of masochism. They pretty much beat us up 51-26, so I'm glad I wouldn't see that. I just saw the score and winced. But we got a playoff spot, so we'll see. I think we're playing Tampa Bay and Tom Brady, so we'll see how all that goes. How's the Greenville Waterworks business?
As far as I know, the Brown's still in the pipe, so we're good.
Good thing. That is a good, good thing. You know, we can tell some crappy jokes, and as long as there's no Brown on the ground, isn't that right?
Pretty much. I did get a neat score. My parents had went to an auction, and they got an HF Kenwood TS-440 and a ICOM ICR-7000.
Some heavy-duty equipment there. I take it they got a fairly good deal, seeing it as it was at an auction.
Roughly half the price. $250 a radio really isn't that bad. I still got to locate, or I think I might have located a power cord for the Kenwood. But the ICOM, it was just one you plug in the wall. All it does is receive. So I was poking buttons and turning knobs on it the other day. It'd be good for monitoring other stations, but outside of that, or scanning, maybe some shortwave stuff too.
I tell you, I derive a great deal of fun from scanning the shortwave. I've got an HF shortwave receiver, it's a Grundig 750, and I have a blast just listening sometimes.
I'd like to get a hold of another. That type of radio just does real well with receiving stuff. My parents have an old 30s or 40s Grundig. It might be a little newer than that. They got their TV on it. It's so big.
I would think that item is probably worth a good bit of money in terms of its antique value. You might want to have that appraised.
Another one my parents come across, it's a Zenith shortwave radio. It's an old, old, old one, but it was a new old. Somebody had bought it, but it left it in the box, and they picked it up. It still had the factory brochures and everything with it.
Candidate for the Antique Roadshow.
Maybe not, but I sure would like to spin the dial on it one of these nights with the kids around. They've yet to discover the magic of pulling a early morning broadcast from Japan at about 11 o'clock at night and listening to foreign languages and whatnot.
I was very late to the party when it came to all that. So, you know, just as a word of warning, don't be like me. Get them hooked early.
Pull them away from their tablets and cell phones. I might have something, but then again, if that ICOM was just a little bit noisier, it might have perked his interest some. Because last time I tried it, the only thing I could pull in was the Weather Channel.
I am 40IM, KO4RMM, and KO4EEE listening. Go ahead.
I'm up here in Edmond on Lake Bowen, and I heard y'all talking about the ICOM and the Kenwood TS-440. I've got a power cord for that TS-440. I've owned about four of them, and that's one heck of a good transceiver. And I'm sure I've got the DC power cord for one.
Maybe one of these days in the early to mid-spring, I can swing out that way and maybe show me a trick or two of them things.
Last one I owned, Lightning got me about 2 years ago. That's before my daughter and I moved up here in Edmond. But I wouldn't mind having another one. If you can get it for $250, you better jump on it, K40IM.
I jumped on it, all right. It's sitting in the workshop, waiting to be powered up.
I bought a Kenwood today. Well, I bought it this weekend. I believe it's a TM7, 2 meter 440 mobile. And the guy said that last time he used it, it's a TM V7A. The last time he used it, you had to disconnect the power from it, then reconnect the power to get it to power on. I mean, I got it as a steal. And it came, FedEx brought it today, and the only thing wrong with it was the contacts on the removable faceplate was dirty. I took a pencil eraser and cleaned them off. It fired up, but it was on and off. And finally, I sprayed with some contact cleaner. And man, this thing's working like a charm.
You can get things cheap and know how to fix them for cheap. That's the way to go.
These old tube-type Bose-anchor receivers. I love these things. I very seldom go into something solid state. But I couldn't turn this radio down for the price. But my main problem now is getting parts. I ordered a recap kit for four different radios. I usually get them within a week to 10 days. And it took 5 months to get them, and I got them to Christmas Eve. And all four of them were the wrong kits. And Hayseed, that's where I've been ordering them from, told me to just keep what I had, and they put the money back in my bank account and said they were sorry, but they didn't know when they could ever get anything in from China.
It's a cap kit, and it was the wrong kit.
I've got two holocrafters tore down and two Lafayettes tore down. And I got another holocrafter up here. I was ready to pull out of the cabinet, but I'm not going to do it. I just put these others that I've got tore down, I just put them back in the cabinets and set them to the side. I mean, they belong to me. It ain't like I'm fixing them for somebody else. And I got to get them to them or anything, but I'm about to get too old to work on this stuff. I'll be 74 next month, and I enjoy talking now, so I'm going to go ahead and back out of here. I think my daughter just came in from work, and she's got my supper, so I'll say 73 to y'all. I'll stick around till you found, but this is K40IM. I'll be clear.
For EEE, K40IM, KO4RMM. I have reached my destination as well, so it'll be 7:30 to you gentlemen. I got home a little quicker than I thought I would. So, you gentlemen have a good evening, and I'll be clear on the final. I'll be clear.
KEE, are you the one needing the power cable for the Kenwood?
The 7 Japan Mobile.